Hello and
Love
good afternoon.
Radio.
Hello and good afternoon, wherever you are in the world this afternoon. Sorry for the technical difficulties that we've been having. You know, computers and telephones and weather, they tend to do their own thing. But again, a pleasant good afternoon to whoever you are, wherever you are in the world. In the world, it's about 88 degrees here in Boston, and we're expecting some showers and some clouds are moving in, but a wonderful good afternoon to you guys, wherever you are. Was a little rattled there for a moment, not being able to get online, but we're back online, and we have a short time. I wanted to just use today to just bring you up to speed as to what's happening this coming weekend with our upcoming annual VitFriends Vitiligo Conference. This is our number 5, and we're excited about seeing all of our old friends and new friends coming in. And what I wanted to use today for is to just get folks to call in with any questions that you may have that we can present to the doctor. The doctors, as a matter of fact, we're having our in-house medical advisor, Dr. Vanita Seth from Brigham and Women's Hospital. We're having, again with us, Dr. John Harris from UMass Medical Center in Worcester, Massachusetts. And we're having coming in from Detroit, Michigan, Dr. Richard Huggins. So we will have some qualified folks with us to answer your question. We have already received some questions via Facebook and on our website that we will present to the doctors and get your answers and get them back to you. So feel free to call me if you have any questions that I can present for you. My number here is 805-285-9710. Again, we apologize for the late start, but if you would call me just for greetings. And we can tell you that this conference is officially our number 5. We can really say our number 4. Thanks to my partner and best friend and a person that we're walking this journey together, and I aspire to be like her, the way she handles her vitiligo. And that person is Mrs. Patricia Rossi out of New York, Bronx, New York, and she is co-leading this with myself. Her husband is very supportive, very helpful. He is our photographer, videographer, Richard Rossi, and I thank them for their support, my husband, and the entire team here in Boston. We're looking forward to seeing all of you that are coming in. We pray for safe travels. We're planning an exciting, wonderful time of just being together. It's Friday night, July 26th. We're having meet and greet, light supper, and bowling. And on Saturday all day, the 27th, our session starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, actually 8:30 with light breakfast, and we move right into our session at 9 o'clock sharp, and we're going all day until about 3:30. And after that, we folks will get a chance to rest and relax, and then we're hoping to take them, the shoppers, taking the shoppers to the mall. It's one of our largest malls, South Shore Plaza. We're hoping to take folks to the plaza just for an evening of relaxation and dinner, and those that love to shop will have a blast. Then we gather again on Sunday morning, and Sunday from 8 o'clock, we're going to gather and chat a little bit, and 8:30 we will walk Castle Island. If you have not heard about it, Google it for yourself. It's Castle Island. It's a beautiful spot of land, has some historical information attached to it here in Boston, and we are going to walk that scenic route. It's about 2 hours around. We'll have water and supplies for those who will need some refreshing. That is our Vitiligo Awareness Walk. And folks have been, you know, getting pledges and getting support for their walk. all of this will help our group to grow and to strive and to do what we aim to do for our vitiligo friends. And again, that is Sunday morning, 8:30. We wrap up about an hour, and we want to have a wonderful time of walking and chatting and viewing before the sun comes out to beat us down. So if you are a walker, if you just like to exercise and stretch your legs, we look forward to having you come along with us. Folks are getting their pledges in. People are pledging this, donating pledges to support us, our group. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We gather back on Sunday at 12 o'clock for our wrap-up session, for our open mic, for our time of just recapping our day together on Saturday, and just open the mic for folks to share. And then we have a brunch, a wonderful all-you-can-eat brunch at Phillips Old Colony House. Google that and you'll see the amazing facility. They have a wonderful Sunday brunch, and we then would have brunch from 12:30 to 1:30, when we will then wrap up and do our hugs and our tears and what have you as we say goodbye to our vitiligo family for 2013. So that's the full details. We hope that you will come and join us. Visit our website, www.vitfriends.com, where you can find full details, full pricing, full everything that you need about this conference. And again, this is not just open for individuals with vitiligo. It's for your friends, your supporters, your family, your church folks, people that just want to come. It's a time of awareness. It's a time of understanding. It's a time of learning what this condition is all about and how you can help help the cause. The bigger picture is what we talked about at an earlier date, about June 25th, and getting the United Nations to see this as a worthwhile cause to back vitiligo, the vitiligo organization, as we strive to getting national recognition to this cause. Listen, the autistic people are doing what they're doing. The cancer folks are doing. We want vitiligo to be recognized as a condition that needs attention of the government and need attention of the medical community, not just to look at our condition as a cosmetic condition only, but to get the real facts about it. So, saying a mouthful, if you have any questions, please feel free to call. Again, we apologize for the late start and our technical problems, but call me if you will, if you're available, 805-285-9710. If I can answer any questions, I'll be more than happy to do that. I want to introduce you to my book. I've mentioned this in the past. And as I think about this conference and the folks that are coming in, you know, we're all not at the same place of handling our vitiligo and coping with it. And I wrote a book of poetry when I was in the low place, when I got up a little high, and now that I've come to terms with what I have. And I wanted to share for my book of poetry, and you can find my book at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And my book is entitled The Heart, My Heart Speaks. Here's one of my pieces, piece number 24. And I wanted to ask you the question as I ask myself the question. What does it look like? Does it look like a mountain? Well, you can go over it. Does it look like a river? You can wade through it. Does it look like a giant? You can conquer it. Does it look like a valley? You can go through it. Does it look like a heavy load? You can bear it. And does it look like a dry desert? You will find water in it. Does it look like a tunnel? You can dig your way through it. Does it look like a pit? You will find your way up and out of it. Whatever it looks like, be it vitiligo, be it cancer, be it whatever your ailment is. Here's the question. Whatever it looks like, we want you to know that God will give you all that you need because He knows. He knows that you can handle it. And again, that's a piece from my book. My book is entitled My Heart Speaks, speaking from my heart about the places I've been as I journey through vitiligo. Listen, visit our website, www.vitfriends.com. We hope there we can answer your questions, we can be of support, we can enlighten you somehow. This conference, we are so proud and so honored. The people that are coming, Dermablend out of New York City is sending someone down to be with us here in Boston. And so we're looking forward to having Dermablend to answer your questions about blending cosmetics to suit you. And she has a gift for everyone in the house. And so we're asking that you come out and support us. Come by. Visit us. You don't have to come for the entire weekend, which is a weekend cost. But you can come just for Saturday. And there is a discounted Saturday cost, which includes your light breakfast in the morning, your lunch, and an afternoon snack. And so it's at a reasonable cost. And so we hope that you will come in. Bring a friend. You will be pleasantly surprised. You'll be glad that you did. There'll be raffle items. There'll be vendors there to serve you and to hopefully get you into a little shopping mood. We have a wonderful schedule planned. I want to personally thank, we had an opportunity as we celebrated June 25th, World Vitiligo Day. I want to publicly thank Boston City Councilor Rob Consalvo for opening up and getting us the opportunity to come and present before the Boston City Council. And we, myself and Barbara and Andre and Dr. John Harris, who will be one of our speakers, and Jenny, a friend who will not, unfortunately, be with us this year, but she shared about her son and his condition. We had a wonderful, wonderful opportunity speaking before the House about our condition, about this cause that we're running with. And I felt that it was well-received, and we thank Rob Consalvo, who is a strong supporter of our organization and who is running currently for Boston mayor. So support him if you will, and he will be out as well to our conference on July 27th. So we thank God for the support that's come our way. I wanted to share, folks know that when I get on here, I love to have a scripture. I love the Holy Bible, and there's some pieces that pops out at me. And I found this one, and I wanted to share it with you. It's found in Psalms 34 and verse 5. And it says, look to him. Yes, look to God and be radiant, so your face shall never be ashamed. Listen, walk, please, please, walk with your head held high. Vitiligo can drag us down. It can really tear at us. But we're going to walk and be radiant with our face having no shame at all. And one other one that I wanted to share, John chapter 7, verse 24. Do not judge by appearance. Folks will look at you, they'll point, they'll stare. But here's a command to them. Do not judge by appearance, but judge with right judgment. Listen, God loves us in this vitiligo skin. He thinks that we're a master. He loves us with every bit of spot on our body. He loves us. Love yourself. We encourage you to come and to join us this coming weekend at Phillips Old Colony House in Dorchester, 800 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester, Mass. We thank you for being a supporter of what we're doing. We ask that you get on our website, www.vitfriends.com, and let us know how we can be of assistance to you. Share your comments, your concerns. That's what we're here for. Again, I want to apologize for our technical difficulties, making our time tonight very, very short. But I'm so happy that you listened and you were asking again for your continued support, that you'll think about us when it comes to giving. We're striving and we're moving. We're grateful to the folks. We have Vit Friends, Hartford, Connecticut, and we have some announcements. This coming weekend, we have some announcements as to other things that we're hoping to do as a group. We thank you for your continued support, and call us, 617-816-5241, or you can email your questions to us at vitfriends01@aol.com. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.